Live from Money Talk 1010 for the first time, Sunday mornings 8 to 9 a.m., Flats Mafia Radio with your hosts, Bubba, Glenn, and James. Boys, take it away.
Good morning! I am Captain Bubba. I'm here with Captain Glenn Sanchez and my man James Garrison. We are live 1010 a.m. brought to you by C-Mule. We're excited to be here. We are super excited to be here.
888-404-1010. You want to get on the line and talk to these fellas. 888-404-1010. That'll be the number to call every Sunday.
Yes, sir. Well, I think we're going to start things off. It's only right that we start from the beginning and basically introduce Flats Mafia and where we came from, how long we've been in the game. And I think probably the best person to start that off is going to probably be you, James, the Don.
The Don.
A little bit about us. We started off in probably a legit registered trademark around 2009. Started selling some shirts. Started out with stickers. I did some really bad ones over in the flea market. Put them on the truck. Everybody started wanting one, so that's where it started from.
That's it.
So from there.
Kind of with playing softball and stuff, we started a buzz. It started getting bigger. It started growing. And, I mean, I'm sure you probably can't drive anywhere in Tampa without seeing at least one Flats Mafia sticker on a truck or car.
Not if you're hearing this. If you're hearing this, you've seen them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's up. And Captain Glenn Sanchez.
All right.
I know we've been waiting for this day, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, what's funny is that these two Wallies beside me, man, you know,
Wallies.
I grew up with them. James Garrison, we played ball since we were little. I was four years old?
Me and Glenn, we grew up the street from each other.
That's it.
I was 4 years old when we first met.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then Bubba, back in the day, we had family trips to the beach.
Yeah.
Back
when Glenn was sticking them snook at that little bridge.
We were six, 7 years old, man. Good times.
Good times. Very good times.
We're here to talk about some fishing tips and stuff like that, man. So let's do some fish talk.
Hey, you were out on the water today this week, huh? You had a tournament?
Yeah, we had that Mike Anderson UF tournament. It turned out pretty good. A little bit rough weather.
Yeah, but I heard it was more than a little rough.
Oh, yeah.
Took a cup over the bow.
Oh, yeah. Condolences would go out to the lost boater we had this weekend.
He was found Saturday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you got to, guys got to be safe out there on the boat. Watch the weather.
I think he ran it aground.
Yeah?
Did he run aground?
I think so.
Yeah, he ran aground. He rented a boat, ran aground.
Yeah.
Went to take it loose and lost it.
Man.
Yeah, you can never be too safe, guys.
Yeah, got to be safe. Also, real quick, while it's on my mind, congrats to the Chicago Cubs. Just want to say that real quick.
Joe Maddon.
And no congrats to the Rays for letting Joe Maddon go.
I mean, come on.
Nice move.
I know.
Right. Pay the man.
Jeez, should have kept him. Glenn, so what's up, man? How long you been a guide for?
Man, I've been a guide for 15 years now.
Nice.
You know, I got hired on with the fire department. You know, I cut back a little bit, but you know, it's being a guide's tough out there. You know,
it is.
You know, I tip my hat to the full time guides. You know, you gotta give their guys respect.
Absolutely,
there.
There's some guys out there right now in Tampa doing it really good.
Oh yeah, they got to hustle. You know, and I tip my hat to those guys.
But, absolutely,
Glenn's been a guide for 36 years.
36
years. Up in Tampa Bay. He's 35 years old.
Yeah. He's got
in his
every
mind,
spot.
He's been a guide he's since NOM.
Every spot in the Bay is Glenn's spot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, a little about myself. I'm Captain Bubba. Now, I've only been a legal guide here for probably about 8 months. Also an event coordinator at 81 Bay Brewing Company. Check them out. They're off of Gandy. But
I want to give our shout to our sponsors, man. You know,
absolutely.
C-Mule
for sure.
You know,
check them out.
Gave us the opportunity to do this show. Who else we got? James.
Fish Brain. But mainly right now, just big shout out to C-Mule Fishing Cards.
Yeah.
They came through big for us
and put
us on the air.
They did. Brian, big ups to Brian. We're going to do big things with them. Fishing, the weather right now, the tides. You know, what are these fish doing? We got the redfish bite still on fire. I know the bait's still out there. It's going to probably start getting scarce here in the next month and a half or so. But when going into the wintertime, what is your ideal attack on the water? What are you targeting? And when you're throwing artificials, because you usually use artificials in the wintertime, what's your favorite bait you like to throw? For either one of you could take that right now.
You know, of course, when the bait is around, you know, that's your go-to, that's your go-to, you know. But, you know, as the weather gets colder, you know, weather gets windier, you know, you want to probably lean towards your tackle box. Me personally, I tell you guys, I'm not going to I tell you all my secrets. I like the Little John Mirror Lure, Little John's. You know, you hook them weedless. Works wonders, man.
Nice.
Works wonders.
Gold spoon.
Nice.
Gold spoon's always the go-to.
Always
in the winter.
Go-to, you know.
Let me ask you this. In the wintertime, do you switch up from your gold spoon or you go to a white spoon? Or a silver?
You know, back in the day, they always said, you know, gold's the way to go. You know, that could be always be your, you know, if you're indecisive, always throw gold. But wintertime, white is real good. Also a white jig. You know, you can't go wrong with white, pink, or gold. Can't go wrong.
Nice. Yeah, I agree. I me personally, I like using, when I'm in the wintertime, I'm fishing more up in the river, Davis Island, all those little spots out there. These fish go crazy for the gulp, the new penny gulp. I like to use those. Sometimes I use the bigger ones, or you can use your regular size ones on a quarter ounce jig. That works for me well out there. Also, like these super low tides, you know, when we get into the wintertime, we're getting these real negative tides, and you go to your spot, and most of the time you get to your spot in the bay, you have a lot of bay boats that can't really get there. So you got to get out of the boat and start waiting.
That's it.
You got to wait. So that's the only way you're really going to get to the fish. So that's why also sea meal comes in handy, because if you go look at their waiting carts, bro, it allows you to do anything you possibly want. You get to your spot, you get out of the boat, you have your tackle box, you have a cooler so you can put them cold beers in there. That's important. But you also have your tackle box, you got your rod holders, everything you need, a stringer. It is your complete, it's basically like a boat float. It has everything you need. And that's why it's awesome to use it when you're going wave fishing.
Yeah, it's definitely the cheapest way to go,
too. Yeah, definitely. I mean there's a lot of people out there that can't afford a boat, but you can definitely afford a Seamule fishing cart.
Well, I mean, Glenn, excuse me, when we fished the Flashmasters years ago.
Man, get that hairball out.
Everybody.
Clear it. Come on, Wally.
Excuse me, people. It's early, man. It's early.
It ain't early. We've been up for 2 hours.
Crack that water open, man. Right.
Yeah, crack that water open, man.
I know,
but in the Flashmasters years ago, that's all we did was wade.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We used the boat to get to the spot. Everybody gets out and wades and separates.
Yeah, you got to get to those sandbars, man, where those fish are
hanging
out.
I wish back then we'd have had a sea mule cart.
Yeah.
Oh,
you could
measure
fish on it. You can throw extra poles on it.
Yeah.
Beers in the cooler.
A lot more successful.
Got to have beers in the cooler.
Yeah, you throw a stringer on that thing and walk them back.
Oh, hey, well, I just want to give an update today. The marine forecast, the winds are northeast, 8 miles per hour, 2 to 3 foot, moderate chop, 75 degrees, clear skies, low tide, 4 p.m., high tide, 11:30. If you're out there on the water, I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of you out there heading to Gandy, Courtney Campbell, wherever you're at fishing, for a beautiful day on the water. Be a little chilly. Make sure you're wearing your jacket.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that key word is 75 degrees,
yes.
Water temp. You know what that means. Kingfish, kid.
Yeah,
king
the kingfish.
Yeah.
They're making their way.
Go get them.
What do you know about kingfish? 45 degrees coming in this morning.
It did feel like 45
degrees.
Yeah,
it was nice. Yeah, it was nice.
I liked it. Yeah, I definitely rode here with the windows down.
Colder than a witch's.
So we want to shout out to everyone following us, too, on Facebook Live right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a lot of this is not able to happen without you guys. You know, you guys have been following us since we've been doing it, coming to the fishing expos and supporting us, buying shirts, hats, stickers. You know, we greatly appreciate it, and now we hope that we can bring you guys something even better, because, you know, Flats Mafia, we're not just a fishing apparel. Flats Mafia is a lifestyle, and you know, when we go out fishing, yeah, we are competitive. We go after the biggest fish. When we're in a tournament, we want to win the tournament. But at the end of the day, no matter what happens, if you get skunked, you only caught one or two fish, or you had a killer day, we make sure that when we're on the boat, we're having a blast. Nobody can tell us different. And that's what we do. It's a lifestyle that we're doing out there. And I think that's what makes Flats Mafia special, because it's just four ordinary guys. Well, I don't know about ordinary, but four guys from Tampa, you know, just for the love of fishing. And for the love of the water, because, I mean, sometimes I don't even have to fish. I can just be on the water. I'm in a place of peace. So
yeah, there's a lot of chewing going on.
And that's another thing. Yeah,
you gotta have personality out in the boat.
And thick skin.
You gotta
thick skin.
Very thick skin. But these two guys beside me, you gotta have very thick skin. Yeah. They're nonstop.
You cannot get your feelings hurt.
We're listening to you, so we can't just take all that in. We got to let you know when you're lying, talking trash. We ain't going to let that slide.
No, can't let them slide. Definitely not. Definitely not. All right, let's move on a little bit.
All right, if you guys want to call in, you know.
Give me that number again.
Call us.
Put that number.
That number is 888-404-1010.
Or if you want to be fancy, 888-404-1010.
888. There you go.
Triple eight.
There's Mark helping us.
Mark helping us, the producer.
888-404-1010, 1010 a.m. Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by C-Mule. This is our first time. We are rookies at this. So,
yeah, we are.
You know, we're thanks to James Garrison. Look at James with his pinpoint notes.
Yep.
You know, he came through. He's doing his homework.
We got our flashcard. This is Lato. Lato 101 right here.
You can read it, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Well, because you typed it. Yeah. That's why.
We're all three natives.
Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We appreciate you listening in. Make sure you give us a call at 888-404-1010. This is Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by C-Mule. I'm Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison.
Spit it out, buddy. Spit it out.
If you're in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been on a bus and been in an accident, you need to call the Machine Law Group. Personal Injury Law. You can reach them at 813-238-5800. 813-238-5800. MachineLawGroup.com.
Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890.
Hey, it's Roxanne, and Rocktober is here. You heard me right, Rocktober, only at the Golden Diamond Source. Steven and Julie Weinchob are offering something truly incredible this month only. Buy an engagement ring for $1,500 or more during Rocktoberfest, and you get a pair of tickets to an upcoming concert. Plus, as always, if you already have a rock from the Golden Diamond Source, you can trade it back in at 100% of what you paid towards a bigger, better diamond. That's a diamond savings account like no other. And this month only, you can also live like a VIP for your honeymoon or any special occasion by registering for a Rockstar VIP weekend at Seminole Hard Rock, including a suite, pool and spa credits, and a poolside cabana. It's Rocktoberfest, now until October 31st, exclusively at the Golden Diamond Source. Make it a Golden Diamond Source diamond, 3800 Olmerton Road in Clearwater, or always online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.
What's up, everybody? I'm Captain Bubba, and with Glenn Sanchez and James Garrison, we are on Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by C-Mule. We are doing it, people. This is happening right now as we speak. This is our first show, our first segment. I think we kind of steered away from what we were really talking about, but we need to talk a little bit more about the show and let people know what exactly they can expect every week. And also go into a little bit about what our future plans are with Flats Mafia and what our goal is. But
Future plans. We're working right now. We're working with the fishingtv.com. You might have heard the commercial already.
Yep. Fishing TV. We got the fish porn.
Yeah. Fish porn.
Yeah. You dirty that's dog. What. You dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
Yeah. We're working on a
I'm working
a
on pilot. The whistle.
Yeah, I'm working on a pilot with them. Hopefully, we'll get that ready by early next year.
Okay.
Maybe have to wait till March so it gets really good around then. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be big. Fishing, if you guys don't know about Fishing TV, it's basically like the Netflix for fishermen. It's just a bunch of fishing shows you subscribe to.
It's actually like the Pornhub for fishermen, but that's just my own opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Right. The Pornhub.
Nice.
I don't know what that is.
You dirty
that's
dog.
Like
the,
I don't know
what
that is.
It's the third time you've mentioned that already.
Yeah,
it's free.
You're worrying me, man.
I think he likes saying that word.
It's free. How can you not mention it?
until your computer crashes.
That's it. Well,
and we're not talking about the fish porn. We're talking about Pornhub because that's not going to crash your computer at all, and it's going to be great, and it is like $7 a month or something like that.
Yeah, oh,
it's totally worth it.
Oh, you're paying. paying $7 a month. Yeah, for
totally
sure.
Totally worth it because it's open house. Use it as much as you want. No limits. It's not like, oh, you can only watch this much or you're renting these videos. You pay your monthly subscription and you could literally watch it 24 hours a day.
Yep, right. Absolutely. Right. Fishingtv.com.
Fishingtv.com. You know, they're out of the UK.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring in some Tampa style stuff.
Yeah, we'll go international.
Our radio show's also about, you know, I wanna know what our viewers and listeners, you know, wanna say or their tips or what they wanna talk about. You know, you guys could call in and tell us, you know, what you wanna talk about.
Yeah, we
ask
definitely wanna interact.
Questions. You know, we like the interaction. I like to pick you guys' brains. You know, it's all about you guys, you know. We're not here to express us all the time. You know, I like to you know, get other people's opinions and how they fish and what their styles are and stuff like that.
They might be doing something that we're not doing, and hey, who knows?
Well, they like flats boats, like pulling skiffs or bay boats. You know, there's plenty of topics that other people and, you know.
Yeah, there's all kinds of fishermen out there too.
Yeah, that's what we like to do too.
Kayaks, you know, everyone's fit. I mean, right? If you don't have a boat or anything, most of people are doing off the wall or going pier fishing. I mean, fishing is just huge. It's the best thing in the world, to be honest with you.
And not only saltwater, freshwater. Too.
Everything.
Freshwater is very big.
Listen,
I was eating raw fish in the studio yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Raw fish.
Sushi? I love it, baby.
We might need to bring you some raw redfish, see if we can make some up for you.
I'd love it.
you love it raw.
You dirty dog.
That's them. Raw stuff. Yeah,
you like it raw? Yeah.
So there's all kinds of fishermen. I mean, and like my biggest thing is, it don't matter if it's freshwater, saltwater, it don't matter, man. The tug is the drug. When you got a tight line, no matter where you at, that is where, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, just like experiencing, I mean, how did you feel the first time when you took your daughter fishing and she was able to catch her first fish?
Oh, she loves it. She follows me out there all the time, asks me to go. I tell you this, them poor little fish out back in my yard, in my little pond, since I've had my daughter, I ain't been able to go out.
They got sore lips on
those guys.
The fish are the size of the lure, and I'm just killing them.
That's it.
I feel horrible.
You pull them up, and they got the fat lips. Yeah. What is it, Kylie Jenner? All their bass got Kylie Jenner lips?
I put a hole in my neighbor's screen. I set a hook, missed the fish. Lure went through the screen. I had to pay for it.
Yeah, if you guys got kids out there, take them fishing. Man.
Absolutely. That's the most important thing.
Take them fishing for
sure. Take your kids fishing. Get them involved early, man. Sometimes kids don't want to do sports or, you know, do the normal thing that everyone normally does. This fishing is, I know when I was first introduced to it, the first time I ever went, and I was hooked. And I think I was, when I finally went on my first real fishing trip and I caught my first, like, real fish. I remember fishing out there by MacDill Air Force Base.
2 weeks ago?
No. I was probably like 12 years old, caught a 44-inch cobia, and it changed my life forever. I remember going back to my buddy Hochi's house, and they cooked the fish and everything, and I remember tasting it. 12 years old, I tasted the cobia, and I ran straight to the bathroom and threw up. And I, at that age, I wasn't ready to eat fish. And I was like, sometimes, you know how I am. Sometimes I get grossed out, but I mean, as I grew up.
You threw up because you didn't like this. The taste of it,
to me at the time when I was 12, it was like
it
fishy. No, it was just super fishy to me, and I didn't have a palate for that yet. My palate was still used to just buffalo chicken wings and cheese French fries.
You're still in the same level.
Yeah, but yes. I mean, now of course I have a whole different taste for fish, and I mean, like I said,
now there's no fish left in the bay. Bubba eats them all.
There's no fish in the bay because you keep them all. That's what it is. Yeah, so. I mean, we should. Right. I think we got Justin calling in soon to give us a little report. Let's move on.
Actually, Captain Justin LaFerro, All-American Charters.
Great guy.
Yeah, I went with Justin last week.
Did you?
Yeah, we had a pretty slow day. What I would like to stress out there is time to get them quarter-inch mesh
nets.
Cast nets out. There's some really good bait still out there, but there's a lot of little stuff. You know, things you're throwing on one hook, not even one ox. You're throwing
size one hook.
So if you got a... a regular size net out there, they're going to get Christmas
tree. Christmas tree. It'll be Christmas in November.
Right.
If you're throwing a net and those baits are getting all stuck in your net, it's going to stink your net up, and you're going to have to. It's going to be a little bit of a journey to get all that dead fish out by the end of the day. But
well, my advice, man, you know, like I tell everybody when they, you know, people ask me about cast nets, I like to keep two cast nets.
Oh yeah,
and I try to steer everybody away from the 3/8 because a lot of people use that all around 3/8. And this is my personal opinion. Take it for a grain of salt, whatever. But at the end of the day, you throw that 3/8, if the bait gets small, you will get Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
I have two. Captain Glenn has two nets on the boat. It has Captain a quarter Glenn. Inch, 10 foot, and it has a half inch.
Hold on. Was that third person?
That was third person.
First third person alert. First third person alert.
First time I met Glenn Sanchez, he was talking in third person.
Yes. That's it.
And you told him to stay in third person.
Captain Glenn, if he's throwing a half inch net at the bridge, it's
get
big
the rock
bait.
Over here.
So they're not getting gill.
Yeah, if he's throwing a quarter inch net at the bridge, we hope that it's not a half moon or an Africa shape. He's a pretty boy. He don't like to get wet.
I don't like to get wet. You're right. But you know, at the end of the day, if you have that quarter inch mesh, you catch everything under the sun in the flats, and that's all you need.
That's really all you need.
That's all you need.
When you're at the Skyway, you need a little bigger one. You don't want to throw that quarter
inch. When you go to the Skyway or any bridge, you know, you throw your half inch, it's usually big baits, you're good.
Yeah. Are you good at throwing the net? I want to just say something.
Hold on, man. A good buddy of mine, Tony Thompson, he goes out on the boat with me a lot. He mates with me a lot.
Yeah.
And he's a net thrower.
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, I don't get dirty. Yeah. I don't get wet.
The last tournament we fished together, I think it was Titan and Drag. I show up at 7 in the morning. They've been up all night fishing. Glenn's clean as a whistle. Tony's dead, laying on the side of the boat, like been up for already all night.
You know, but when Bubba, you know, it's funny is that when Bubba comes on the boat with me to throw the net, he'll throw on two jackets, he'll put on waders.
Oh yeah,
you
right.
You know, he get all this.
That is a
he
lie.
Got scales on his
He's
beard.
Lying.
Scales
Seriously?
All in your beard.
Bubba and waders.
Yeah,
they don't really make big sight. And tall waders. I remember one time I tried to wear a 2XL waders, and when I got in the water, the amount of pressure that I had, there's no way. I like had to take a knife and release the pressure. It wasn't going to happen. You should see me. Actually, one time I tried to try on a big pair of waders at Dick's, and if there was a camera inside Dick's Sporting Goods over the try-on, what do you call it?
Spit it out, buddy. Spit it out.
Yeah, what do you call it? Where you go try on clothes?
Fitting room?
Yeah, there you go. The fitting room. So I'm in the fitting room, and I try on these, I think maybe might have been 2X. They might have been 3X waders. So I try them on to see how they fit.
You took waders into the waiting room?
Yeah. Waders into the waiting room. It's getting crazy. So I put them on. They fit all right. But here's the thing. I went to go take them off, and they weren't wet or nothing. And I literally almost had to start banging on the wall and have somebody come in and pull the feet off of me because I couldn't get the waders off. They were stuck on me. And I was like Tommy Boy inside the airplane trying to change my clothes in that waiting.
Wow.
In that waiting. What is it called?
A fitting room. Bubba.
Fitting room.
Fitting room.
Not a waiting room. I couldn't have some reason.
That's that JHS education.
Yeah, you
man.
Got one too. Woo. You got a Jefferson education.
Golly.
Yeah, you did.
Let me tell you.
I'll tell you what. Hey, well, look, I want to talk about this real quick since we're talking about cast nets. James, I'm going to tell you right now, son, you throw some flapjacks, and I'm trying to blow smoke up. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, buddy. You do throw flapjacks.
Get your syrup.
I love it when when James is coming on the boat. There it is. Fat guy in a little coat. I love it when me and Jeff go fishing. We usually, that Wally, shout out to Jeff Martin, Brass Tap, Union 72. When we usually go fishing, we're like, oh, yeah, we got to pick James up at 9. So we'll try to catch bait for him before he gets there. But when we know he's coming on the boat, forget about it.
Jeff gets mad because there'll be nothing in the live well. And I get there, I'm like, what happened? He said, it's not anywhere. There's no bait anywhere. I hop on 2 seconds later where I find a bait and I throw it in the well and he's like, this is BS.
Yeah, because he didn't want to.
You're so lucky. I'm like, you guys just don't know what you're doing out there.
But hold on. The last time we picked you up, though, we were on the bait. We picked you up. We were blacked out.
Pete Elise?
No, there was pork chops in there.
They were blacked out. All grass in the well. Okay. Blacked out.
Look, you want to know where the great bait is right now? It's over in front of Courtney Campbell Causeway. Courtney Campbell Causeway.
We're going on break, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Captain Bubba, Glenn Sanchez. Flats Mafia Radio brought to you by C-Mule. We'll see y'all in a second.
And hey, Justin's on the line too, so we're going to get to Captain Justin right after the break.
All right, you got it. We're coming back to Justin. Hey guys, Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Have you guys heard about C-Mule? Well, let me tell you something about C-Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart
It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at cmule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. C-Mule. Yeehaw! This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you tired of your boat? You ready for a new one? Whaling Bay Marine is now in Clearwater, conveniently located on US 19 and Whitney Road, offering sales, parts, and service for Seaborn, Mako, Glassstream, Tracker, Spider Flats Boats, and more. Have an old boat and you'd like to sell or trade? Perfect. We are taking in all makes and models. Contact us today at 727-648-4545 or on the web at WhalingBayClearwater.com. Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers service to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today to book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web, FLAllAmericanCharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Let me explain something to you people. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Are you guys ready for some real barbecue? I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L, B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket,
let's get it.
Bottom layer, baked beans. Second layer, mac and cheese. Third layer, pulled pork. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Top with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering.
What?
And the food truck is available for your next event.
Yeah.
Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook Real Barbecue, Instagram at Real Barbecue, email info at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at
Real Barbecue.
Hey, Bubba, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. Just drinking some beers and watching some porn.
Porn? You dirty dog.
Fish porn, bro. Just found this new app called FishingTV.com. It's like Netflix for fishermen. It's so sick. Hundreds of fishing films and shows. Got it on my phone, my iPad, and my Amazon Fire Stick.
Sounds sweet. I'm gonna get me some of that. I'll see you tomorrow for that red snapper bite.
Buy any product from Flats Mafia this month and get $7 of free credits for FishingTV.com. Get it on your Apple, Android, and Fire Stick.
Hey, everybody, this is James Garrison with Flats Mafia Radio. If you're looking to get a new tattoo, large or small, do yourself a favor and visit HawksElectricTattoos.com. They're on Armenia Avenue in Tampa. They have no gimmicks, just bright, bold, clean tattoos that are built to last by Joe Hawks and John Santos. They do all my work. I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Check them out at HawksElectricTattoos.com or give them a call at 813-644-6944. That's 813-644-6944.
And we are back. Flats Mafia Radio. Captain Bubba. Captain Glenn Sanchez. Excuse me.
Here we go.
James Garrison. Brought to you by C-Mule. Tuning in live. We got Justin LaFaro on the phone. We're going live to our car.
All right. Ready?
Let's do it.
Captain Justin LaFaro. How you doing,
up,
buddy?
Fellas?
What up, man?
All American Charters.
Yeah, how's your commercial? Did you listen to your commercial? Sound good on there?
I listen to all them commercials. I'll tune in just for the commercials.
Yes, sir. We try to be entertaining on and off the radio.
You got it.
What's up, man? Talk to us. What's going on? You've been out there on the water, been doing some charters. Give us a little update.
Right now, I'm putting every screw back in my boat from the past few days.
It's been rough out there, huh, Jay?
Oh, yeah. It's been blowing.
Yeah, it's been a little nasty, but fish are still cooperating somewhat.
Cool. Very cool.
All right. Justin, it's James. Didn't you cancel a trip today?
Yesterday, yeah. I got a call late last night for pickup around noon today, so I told them, what the heck, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, today's supposed to be actually decent compared to the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give it a shot. I don't know. We'll sit on some of them redfish, me and you were on, see what happens, you know?
All right, you're gonna... You better wear your jacket.
Dude, I got up this morning and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big difference, but I think it'll turn these fish on, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Once the high pressure moves out.
So, Justin, real quick, tell us what you're using, man. What's your tactics and stuff like that?
I'm still trying to catch some redfish, so we're sinking some cut pinfish.
Okay.
We're sinking some cut ladies.
All right.
We're cutting the tail off of some big old greenies, throwing them out there, letting them wander around.
Gotcha.
That was producing until James got on my boat. And then
the black cat.
He's the black cat, huh?
Dang,
yeah,
Wally.
Yeah. So we're trying to get back on that bite.
Right. How's the snook? We'll How's the snook bite? It's snook season now. You know, a lot of people are trying to catch snook. They've been struggling. Can you tell our viewers and listeners what you're using to catch these snook on and stuff like that?
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd start out with a 25-pound leader and work your way up.
You're getting schooled, I bet, huh, with them big snook with 25-pound leader.
You got to entice the bite first, right?
Got to. Yeah, got to get them going.
And then bump
Glenn,
up.
What Glenn doesn't understand is if he can't give him a bite, he can't get him to the boat. So.
You're right. I had that problem on Saturday. We had that problem. We hooked a few big snook in that tournament, and we couldn't get him to the boat. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I've had that problem, too, on Glenn's boat. But every time we go on his boat, it's, bro, we're going to get him here, bro. We're going to get him here. I'm feeling great.
You know?
I'm feeling great, and then he's optimistic, and then nothing.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that.
So, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, what we'll do is we're gonna look for some snook too. But this time of the year, man, the big old trout, especially after this front, that's my jam. There, we're gonna go out there and we're gonna see. I got some clients calling saying, I want my limit of big trout, so we're going to go out there, and they should be pushed up.
Hey,
and,
give it to us. Where are you going for them big trout?
Ooh.
Put it out
there. You got to tell listeners, man. You got to tell them, man. This is what's all about.
I'll tell you what. There's big trout all the way from Howard Franklin north.
Thank you, buddy.
Nice. Pinpointing that.
Looks like
Captain Glenn has to tell you guys when y'all call in.
I'm only gonna say
when people call in, I'm not gonna give it out for free. So you gotta call in and I'll tell you where the big trout are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll call in. I'm gonna call in from
Glenn
the studio.
Whenever Glenn tells you to go the opposite way, you'll swear you'll catch fish.
I think I have to agree with you on that. Hey, well, you know what, bro? You gotta maybe give us a call next week. Let us know how that trout bite was, and good luck today on your charter.
Hey, Justin, real quick, man, I want to help you out. You're selling your boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Give these listeners what kind of boat you got and stuff like that. You know, it's a great boat. So
yeah, put it out there.
Put it out there for them. You know.
Yeah, it's a 79 222 AquaSport 12-degree hull. So we're trying to. It was rebuilt by Young about a year and a half ago.
Right on. Okay.
So we're trying to move into something a little bigger, but it kills me because in this rough weather, that thing rides.
Right. Oh yeah,
it's really
working through the chop.
I tell you what, man. A lot of people like those flatbacks, but me personally, man, that 12-degree haul
makes a huge difference.
It don't slide, and it eats up the chop pretty good.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, they'll get shallow too.
And well, it gets
Justin,
shallow, yeah,
how can they, if they need to get a hold of you for a charter, or they need to get a hold of you if they're interested in your boat, your number?
Give me numbers.
Yeah, my number is 813-406-9722. I'm on Facebook.
FLAllAmericanCharters.com. FLAllAmericanCharters.com.
There it is.
Whoa,
you heard it first.
Come from?
I like,
there it goes.
Hey,
I said it right.
That. Atta boy. Well, right on, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in. And,
boys, you sound good.
Appreciate
it. Everybody's thinking it's turning out great. So
awesome.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Hey,
thanks,
Justin, every Sunday you're calling in, buddy.
Hey, All American All right. Charters.
All right, giving us a report. Okay?
All right, boys.
All right, bro. Take it easy. Be safe. Right on. Well, thank you, Justin, for calling in. That guy's a real good dude,
That
man.
Guy's a good fisherman.
Yeah,
very,
we
very
the good other day, dude. Had to soak some boats. He had Taylor Swift's dad on the boat with him.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, I was part of his charter, and the other guy was the DuPont Registry CEO.
Really?
They're flying in on private jets for that tournament.
Wow.
Yeah. We're fishing in a hole. He's calling it the T-Swizzle hole. He's like, so if we ever come back here and you want to let me know there's some fish somewhere, we'll just call it a T-Swizzle hole. That'd be between me and you. I'm okay, man.
The T-Swizzle.
T-Swizzle hole. At the airport.
Hey, you want to talk about a little about our lingo here? You know, if you guys hear us talk about pork chops or filet mignons, we're not talking about food. We're talking about big fat white bait. So there's a give. Ayo, and you know, Wally. Wally is basically almost anybody. Wally and Eddie are the same person, but you use it for anybody. And hopefully next week we can have our number one Wally in the booth with us, Jeff Martin. Because he could come.
That Wally Ginger?
Yeah, that Wally Ginger. Wally. Actually, you know what? They call him Cap Gun Jeff, I heard.
Gun Jeff. I know why they call him Cap Gun Jeff.
You're in spirit with us today, Jeff. We'll get you in here next week.
He's probably popping guns last night for sure over the last tap.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's when the Taptoberfest was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, for the people at home, I want to show you a little bit of how it goes down. It's similar to.
Oh, he's popping guns in the air.
That's Cap Gun Jeff's favorite move right there.
So, for the listeners, that was some nice moves right there.
If you did,
you're a pretty athletic big man. I'm not going to lie.
I'm actually probably the most athletic big man out there.
Yeah, you can see him dancing on our videos.
Yeah,
you had to see some
of the videos of you dancing.
Yeah,
like
if you haven't tuned into our videos, go to flatsmafia.com. Greg Brewer killed the video edits. And that's what we're bringing the lifestyle to the fishing world, you know. Not so cut and dry. We're bringing a lot more flavor to the fishing world, and I think that's the biggest thing about Flats Mafia and what we have to offer. Yeah. You got to go check out the videos. The videos are excellent. If you tune into some of them, wait till the video's over. You might see a couple of good dance moves.
Yeah, it looks like he's having a seizure, but he's actually dancing. Well, actually, he didn't.
Yeah, I think
good.
I danced better
he's
than
doing
the seizure.
Good. Yeah, he's dancing pretty good.
It definitely wasn't promoting boater safety.
No.
Yeah,
we're not that. The boat
was
anchored.
Don't do that at home, boys.
The boat was anchored, and
that's a different video. Yeah. What I'm thinking of is
when we were
me
riding.
And Jeff, we're probably going 50. You're in the back dancing. I don't even know you're back there.
Yeah.
I turn around. I look because the boat's shaking. I turn around and look, and there's busting moves
I was
to some
dancing,
old skating.
I was dancing for a minute already. By the time you turn around and look, I already had like 10 moves out.
But it was real calm that day, I remember. Yeah. So we're flying, it's nice, and all of a sudden the boat starts to give a little wobble. I'm like, what? I turn around, what is that? Boat's back here.
There's a manatee on the back of the boat.
And then he's chugging beers. I'm holding the beers.
Trim tabs are getting stuck.
I got a couple of nicknames on the boat, Trim Tab.
Yeah. But let's go back to you know on that trout bite, you know, for you guys out there wondering, you know, where the trout at and stuff like that. You know, right now the big trout been in the deep grass flats, 5 feet, 6 feet. You know, as the water's cooling off, the trout bite is becoming a little bit better. And you know, as the temp gets a little bit colder, you know, find that shell bottom. You know, that's my advice.
That hard bottom over there, Rocky Point?
Rocky Point, the shell bottom, stuff
right
like that.
Right in front of the restaurant?
Yeah, it holds a lot of heat, you know, and the best lure, if you can't catch white bait at that time when it gets, you know, when it gets colder.
Here comes M7.
M7, 7M. See, these guys don't even know.
7M.
7M mirror lure. It's a green and silver.
Can you do me a favor and just
listen to these guys.
You're like an exorcist in here. Your head's moving so much. Stay on the mic.
7M mirror lure. Okay. You will thank me. You will thank me.
We'll see.
Can you pick that up at Southeastern?
Can you pick that up at Southeastern?
Southeastern Liquidators got it?
Okay.
7M mirror.
That's where I get all my gear at. Southeastern Liquidators.
You know, the Mirror Dean works. You catch the little ones, but the 7M. Mirror Dean also works on nice redfish, too.
All right. Well, I'm about to try that out coming up soon. I'm going to let you know if it works or not.
You know,
I definitely will.
You know, I want to give a shout out to a couple people I know, you know, did pretty good in the IFA. You know, Jason Prieto, Visnavec did good.
Yeah, they
Prieto
did
good. You know, guys that represent the West Coast.
They're on the same team.
Yeah, they did very good. They did very good. My buddy Mike Pickles did very good. He came 22nd, you know, out of, you know.
Yeah, it was a lot of boats.
A lot of boats. You know, that's very respectable.
Yeah, 143, places. I think.
Yeah. Props to you guys. Yeah.
A lot of Tampa guys did good on that thing.
Mike, buddy of mine, Mike Pickles, good job, buddy.
Yeah, a lot of people did good in that from Tampa.
Yeah.
Representing. Yeah. I think Brian and Jason, they actually got Team of the Year on the West Coast.
No, they did. Oh, did they? I did see that. Yeah, they did.
Congrats, guys.
Yeah, congrats. Congrats to you guys.
That's some tough Yeah, it is.
Well, we got to win something in one of our next tournaments. I think the last Titan to drag, we won biggest trout. That was the last trophy. You know,
that thing was a beast.
That thing was a fat trout, bro. I thought, what, 28 3/4?
28,
something
like that.
Yeah, we caught that at night.
Probably one you should have put back in the water. Y'all killed it.
No, actually, we did let it go.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we let it go.
I don't know. I think maybe the neighbor next to my house, I gave it to her.
Yeah, y'all killed it. But should have put that thing.
Hey, I don't like killing fish. I don't keep fish. Yeah. I don't keep fish. I only keep fish when I got Bubba on the boat.
Oh my
when
god!
I got certain other people on the boat.
I only keep fish if I'm eating that fish that night.
I hate keeping fish.
I'm not going to freeze fish unless I know I'm going like on an offshore trip and we're going to catch a bunch of fish.
Right.
You know, at once. Then we're going to have a part. We're going to have a party. You know, that's one thing. But if I'm keeping a fish, I'm going to eat it that night. And if I don't eat it that night, I'm going to give it to a family member or a friend who's going to eat it that night. You got to. There's no point to freeze fish.
I like to. I catch them. I put them in the cooler, keep them on ice. I take them to the station, make my captain clean them the next day. he loves it.
Yeah.
And we share it.
Y'all eat good at the station.
James Garrison's a firefighter.
You guys, so are you. You're a firefighter,
so am I,
too.
So am I.
These guys.
They don't know what I
say, when we say about the station, we're firemen. So it's a good thing.
So,
we're going to break, guys. We're going to break. Bubba.
Hey, it's Flats Mafia Radio. This is fun, guys. Brought to you by C-Mule. I'm here with Captain Glenn Sanchez, James Garrison, and your boy, Captain Bubba Betancourt, C-Mule Fishing Carts. And if you need to get your tackle, I would go to Southeast, and I recommend that. We're coming back to you soon.
If you're in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been on a bus and been in an accident, you need to call the Machine Law Group. Personal Injury Law. You can reach them at 813-238-5800. 813-238-5800. MachineLawGroup.com.
Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890.
Hey guys, Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Have you guys heard about C-Mule? Well, let me tell you something about C-Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at cmule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. C-Mule.
Yeehaw!
This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you tired of your boat? You ready for a new one? Whaling Bay Marine is now in Clearwater, conveniently located on US 19 and Whitney Road, offering sales, parts, and service for Seaborn, Mako, Glassstream, Tracker, Spider Flats Boats, and more. Have an old boat and you'd like to sell or trade? Perfect. We are taking in all makes and models. Contact us today at 727-648-4545 or on the web at WhalingBayClearwater.com. Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers service to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Home Assassin. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today to book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web, FLAllAmericanCharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Let me explain something to you people. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow.
Back to Flats Mafia Radio, live on Money Talk 1010 with Bubba, James, and Glenn. Give us a call, 888-404-1010.
Yeah, we are back. This is our last segment of the day. We appreciate y'all listening in. Bubba with Flats Mafia, 10:10 a.m. This segment here is brought to you by Fish Brain.
When's your next report with him?
I don't know. I haven't heard from Tom. Might probably going to be this week, maybe. If not this week, for sure, by next Thursday. But you can guys go check out my Fish Brain report on Flats Mafia page. Also, you can go on Fish Brain's page. Check out the reports. We've done quite a few already. Shout out to Fish Brain for allowing that to happen.
Just download the app, guys.
Download the app. It's a great app. I like the app because you're able to, you go to a new area that you're not familiar with. You pull the app up. You kind of see what people are catching around you. You can reach out to some people. Everyone on there is usually has some information to give. So I like it. It's like Instagram fishing.
But when I get on there and I catch a fish, I always log in as Glenn Sanchez.
Oh, here we go.
And I put exactly where I'm at. And I just let everybody follow him around.
See what happens? These guys have to give away my spots. And it's
what,
like,
spots?
These guys give away all my spots.
This
you know,
guy's been fishing the waters for 10 years, 15 years, and he's got all these spots.
Glenn, I promise you this. If you ever miss a day in this studio, I will give out every spot Glenn has. I know them all.
Everyone.
Every spot. Rocky Creek, Rocky Point, I'll give it all up. Double Branch.
Hey, you know what? I'm willing to give all my spots out to people that call in. I will tell you every bit of information on
that. We're talking about the trout, though. What time are they biting?
I'll tell you.
I'm asking.
The trout bite is, first thing in the morning.
Early morning?
Whatever tide is in the morning?
First thing in the morning. The trout bite is really hot right now in top waters. I know there's a lot of bait out there for you bait guys. But I tell you what, you throw a top dog, a chug bug, or something like that, them trout are killing it right now. All right. I tell you guys, when it comes to artificial, stick to your natural colors. That's what I like to tell you.
Match the hatch.
Don't get these, these fisherman catches, all these,
red, whites.
All these
crazy colors.
Chartreuse.
Yeah.
Black and silver, silver and green. Stick to your natural colors. And you always be productive. White's a great color. That's the only ordinary color.
Match the hatch.
Pink is always good, too, later on for trout.
I like to use pink during the month of breast cancer just to show support.
There you go.
Shout out to the tatas.
Shout out to all the,
tatas.
Good whistle back there. Mark behind the glass.
Mark, whistle, buddy.
Mark got the whistle down already.
I've been working on it for 45 minutes.
I got to drink a little bit of water when I do it.
I can't pucker my lips like that to whistle.
I actually got that. To be honest with you, I got that whistle from my buddy Ray. So congratulations to Ray, too. You just got married yesterday, Mr. Raymond Swink. That whistle, I've been using it, my brother. I got to use it.
On that fish whistle early in the morning.
Got to have it.
You put it on the commercial, it's probably going to charge us now.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to patent that thing.
What's up? Yeah, we might have to. We have to. Well, guys, this is first week. So far, so good. We got a lot of things coming up to come with next week.
Who we got next week?
Mike Goodwine's coming in next week, right?
We got Captain Mike Goodwine.
Yeah.
I talked to him the other day.
That guy's killing the fish.
Is he coming in the studio or is he just calling in?
No, he's coming in the studio.
Yeah, we're going to get him to come in.
Yeah, I had to probably wake him up bright and early to get here.
When I talked to him, he was excited about it.
Yeah, he was.
I told him the time. He was like, man
he's up early. Mike's up early. Mike's a heck of a captain.
Call in when he's here. Actually, stay tuned to that. We'll talk about that in a minute. We have a caller.
Senior Chief.
Buzz Dad Dad. Here we go. Mark, you ready?
Let's see. Mark, get the dump
button. Chief, what's up, Senior Chief?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, dude?
Listen, you guys were talking about taking a kid fishing and how important it is.
Yes.
I'd like to give a shout out to my special boy, Bub, he's the one that got me into fishing.
Hey, for you guys who don't know out there,
said, "Dad, let's go ahead and let's get a boat. Let's go fishing." And we had been doing a lot of wade fishing out on the causeway and all that. And finally, I went ahead and I
pulled the trigger on the boat.
Pulled the trigger on the little flat.
We started off with a 15-foot aluminum John boat with brown and khaki carpet with a 25-inch side console on it, moved to a 17-foot center console, then moved to the Grady White side console, and then finally...
But yeah, we sit in the front or the back of that little boat, dude.
Not on the sides.
Not on the sides.
We were both very small back then.
Yeah, we were both. Yeah, right.
Hey, for you guys who don't know, Senior Chief is Bub's dad.
Yeah, Senior Chief, my dad, calling in live. Well, yeah, Chief. Well, I mean, I got to say, all those times you took me out there on the Courtney Campbell and you and Theo Mike, I mean, you're the one that got me into it. I'm just was the one that got you to spend some change finally and buy a boat.
Yeah. Does it take a dad fishing too?
Is that definitely take a dad fishing too.
Why is Chief not here right now? He's got a better radio voice than all you guys.
He actually does.
Well, we might have to bring Chief in.
Senior Chief, seriously, at 8 in the morning, has no pants on.
Executive producer, Chief.
Yeah, we got to bring him in. Definitely. Chief, we appreciate you calling, man. We're getting ready to get out of here, but we're definitely gonna bring you in for a segment though in the studio for sure.
All righty, guys.
All right, love you, bro.
Take care, buddy.
Take it easy. All right, Senior Chief.
He took you fishing back in the day.
Yeah, he did.
John Boat.
It was an aluminum John Boat. I remember.
How old were you?
I was like 11. I was 11 years old. We would put, 15-footer, we'd put three people on there, me, my uncle, and him. And I remember we would fish a lot of the Rocky Creek area.
No way.
Bro, you want to talk about a wet boat?
We'd
turn around.
Yeah, it's halfway three quarters in the water.
Yeah. Right? Hey, well, listen, guys, we're going to have to be wrapping it up here pretty soon.
Man, that went by quick.
I know, right? This is awesome.
Okay, we're going to give our shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah, shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Sea Mule Fishing Carts, shout out to Fishing TV, and shout out to Fish
Hawks
Brain.
Hawks Electric Tattoo.
Yeah, Hawks Electric.
Justin over All American Charters.
Whalen Bay Marine. Presto Skates, and Janelle Machine Law Group.
And where's that?
And the real barbecue.
Real barbecue needs to bring us some food.
Already talked to him. He's bringing some food in for us. We're going to set something up. Maybe we can do it. Actually, I'd like for him to bring some stuff in when Mike's coming. And you know he's a big barbecue fan.
There we go.
What we'll do.
I'll tell you what, guys. We got a minute left. We got a minute left. So we got to wrap it up.
Hey, get them Bucks predictions.
We forgot to do the Bucks. I like the Bucks today. Jameis Winston's going to throw 4 touchdowns. Colin Kaepernick, he can stay on his knee. We don't really care. The Bucks to beat 49ers. 31-14.
All right.
I don't need a number.
Well, I'm telling you.
Hey,
you
guys, all my listeners and viewers.
We appreciate it.
Tune in to Facebook. I mean, 10-10. Tune to Facebook. Flats Mafia 1010. Message. Let me see what you guys.
Thank y'all for listening. Make sure you listen next week.
Message in.
Make sure you listen next week.